All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the courtyards at Schertz Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 4th, 2026. It's 2:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Roger, your chair, would you like to start?
You bet. Roger Thomas, Chair of the Board.
I am Tawny Thomas, and I am the Roger, what am I?
Clerk
You
Secretary.
Clerk Secretary.
I am Jennifer Salala. I am the Vice Chair.
I'm Karen Mitchell, Treasurer.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Narimon, Tax Accountant.
And that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 2nd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
And the meeting minutes look accurate. And if no one else has any other comments, I'd make a motion to approve the meeting minutes as written.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Tony. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Nariman, I'll let you put up the quarterly financials and then that expenditure list and walk us through them, sir.
All right. Here's our March 31st, 2026 quarterly financials. We're going to start off with the balance sheet that's broken out between the three funds. So then if at the end of this quarter, the balance in the general fund with a receivable coming out of the capital projects fund is 131,790. The debt service fund is a 1,829,387, and the capital projects fund is at 2.4, so 2,486,915. The receivables and the payables that you're seeing between the funds is we had to make an adjustment, and it was an adjustment between the cost of issuance and the general funds, so the working capital. Let's see. So for the general fund, we received 1 point sorry, a thousand in interest income. There hasn't been many expenditures yet. We do have one requisition we're going to send out, but so far we just have the insurance and the treasurer's bond for 750. So we still got about our variance is about $50,000 to our budget. Now, in the debt service fund, yeah, we've received about 15,000 in interest and paid out for the bond interest 149,000. So let's see. Yeah. Let's just scroll down. And for
Nariman,
capital,
did you
yeah.
talk with UMB about that interest payment?
The 149,000 one?
Uh-huh.
No. Were they?
Okay. We need to make sure through the indenture that we make sure there's the timing of those payments. So
Okay.
we need to make sure we keep up with the timing of those payments.
Okay. Perfect.
And if you don't have, you should have a copy of the indenture, right?
We do. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. And then for the capital projects fund, the interest income is 20,000, and so far the capital outlay has been 241,000, and this is kind of through the eighth. We don't have anything coming up yet, or I don't have anything in queue coming in. Now, the next page you're going to see a breakout of all the funds detail. Just it goes fund by fund between the interest income, and you can see there's going to be some basically, what happened was the cost of issuance fund, they moved the balances out in between the senior project fund and the construction fund.
When you say balance out, Narimon, that's when we closed out the cost of issuance
Yep.
and took those funds and moved them into construction, correct?
Exactly. Yep. And they follow, yeah, the senior project received it from the cost of issuance, the A1, and then kind of the construction fund received it from the A2. Let's see. I mean, yeah, we just see. Yep. And then the final part that I have on here is I just have the interest income. Again, I broke it out by fund. Each account receives one deposit each month, kind of accumulates that way. Do you guys have any questions?
No, thank you for breaking them all out by fun. That's very helpful.
Is there anything else would you like me to include on the follow on our next meeting, Michael?
No, now that,
Okay.
no, you're way detailed on the expenditures and deposits, so thank you.
Perfect.
That's exactly what the auditors will want to see, so that's perfect.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll stop the share.
Okay, so board, what I'll need then is a motion to approve the financial statements as presented.
Give me a moment, please.
Okay.
It's very low activity, Roger. I think they're getting caught up now.
Yeah, we need to get shift into high gear again. Because this year we projected that we would spend the balance of funds. So I make a motion that we approve. This is for 2026 budget through the end of Q1 2026. I make a motion that we approve the budget as submitted. And thank you, Nariman, for all the good work you've done.
Thank you.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Tani. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up, discussion about Utah Local Governments Trust. So if you remember, we became a member of them back, I want to say, in December. So we just got the renewal policy and they wanted to go up from the 3,500 to 5,000. And they were talking about how the wholesale market is higher and there's inflation pressure. So we told them, hey, we want to stay at the 3,500. So what do we need to do? So we currently have a maximum liability policy at 5 million. So what we want to do and what we've been doing with the newer districts is doing a $2 million policy instead of a 5 million to keep it at that 3,500. So they said, okay, if you guys want, we'll take you down to 2 million to keep the 3,500. So we're doing that with all the new districts. Talk to Matt and to Tyler. Everybody feels comfortable that we could go to the $2 million number and keep that premium the same. So we just wanted to talk to you guys and make sure you were comfortable with doing that.
And what is the liability? What does that cover for a PID?
So really, office or errors and omissions, officers and directors, and then there's not a lot of stuff, right, that the district's gonna own. So there's really not a lot, and that's why everybody feels comfortable that the 2 million will work.
Got it. So it's not like if someone goes on to PID property and injures themselves, that they would make a claim against the PID that would go through the general contractor, correct?
Yeah, it would probably be whoever owns and is doing the construction. So they could come after the PID, but again, the PID doesn't own anything.
Yeah.
So it would be hard, but litigation attorneys are going to try to throw as broad of a net as they can to
That's why we
include.
have Snow Jensen Reese.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah, if you're comfortable with it, I feel that way as well. If it's just covering errors and omissions or improprieties taken with the budget, then I think that 2 million is ample with the team that we have.
Okay, perfect. That's what we needed to hear. Okay, now the legislature did two things to us, so don't shoot the messengers. So Tyler will walk through the first one, which is the conflict of interest disclosures.
All right, you guys seeing this?
Yep.
Should be a PDF. It says Courtyards at Shirts Canyon PID, trustee conflict of interest disclosure. All right. Well, this is the new trustee conflict of interest disclosure that, and for officers. So Karen, you'll have to fill out one of these as well, being the treasurer. This is the same form that the legislature has had to fill out for years. And now they said, well, PIDs and other districts are also public entities. So their officers and board members need to fill it out as well. This will become an annual disclosure. This will replace the prior disclosure that you guys previously made, which was four or five questions. It was much simpler than this. This one gets into a bit more detail. As you can see, it's three pages. It covers things from were you employed last year, or who's your current employer? Who was your employer in the previous year? Are you an owner of an officer or owner or officer of an entity? How about in the previous year? Have you received 5,000 or more in income from an individual or entity? And additional information. Also ask some information about your spouse. Ultimately sign here. So the good news is you should be able to fill this out this time, and unless anything changes from now and into next year, pretty much stay the same. If there's anything that changes, you just add that information. This will be something that will circulate in December of every year, so that you guys can fill it out. And as always, err on the side of disclosure. Disclosure is what protects you here, protects you from liability individually, and it protects the PID as well. So, yeah, I guess the legislature just wanted to share the love with everyone. So I don't know if you guys have any questions.
Do we fill this out now or wait until December?
Oh, you guys fill it out now. Okay. I've got an email drafted. I'll be sending right after this meeting. Just wanted to introduce it to you before I sent it out.
And get it back to you.
Yep. And then you can get it back to me in the next week or two. That'd be great. Technically, if you don't fill this out, the statute allows for a fine. I think it's $100 and a Class B misdemeanor. Let's just fill it out so we don't have to go through those hurdles. Other than that, if you guys have any questions, we're always here to help. So
moving forward, there's a 31-day window. So it's the month of January that this needs to be filled out. It's basically self-policing. It would be us. Technically, it would be Christy that would be the one that would impose a fine or anything. So that stuff's not going to happen. The problem will be is if we get audited, they will look for this because the state auditor is going to tell the outside auditors to look for this specifically. So just try to get it done as fast as you can. There's a grace period for this year, obviously, since the legislature just most of the bills come into effect on Wednesday. So just try to get it done as quick as you can. And just so you know, every city, every county, every special district in the state has to fill this out. So when Tyler says it was everybody, it literally is everybody.
Okay.
All right. So there's that. Next one that they changed was the anchor location for board meetings. So Iron County, we're actually lucky. We have an office. We have an extension office in Cedar, so we can still hold the meetings, and we'll just use that as the anchor location. Is there a place, though, Roger, that you guys have built, like a clubhouse or something that's open to the public?
Yes. It will be finished by the end of the quarter. I mean, to give you an idea, we're in punch phase, right? So we've got our final claim punch phase. So I mean, it will be ready.
Okay. So the way the statute reads is it needs to be inside of the district if the district has a facility that can handle it, which would be a public facility that people could go to, ADA compliant, all of those things. If the district doesn't have a meeting place like that that's open to the public, then it needs to be inside of the sponsoring entity of the district, which would be the city. So
interesting, because so it is a private facility owned by Schertz Canyon HOA, and it is access controlled, but it does meet all of the ADA requirements.
Well, if it's HOA and it's access controlled, we can still use our office going forward as the anchor location. So nothing changes. We have Izzy there, right, Tyler?
Yep.
Okay. Then you guys are good.
Awesome.
Nothing's going to change for you guys.
Awesome.
Yep.
Other than instead of Christy, we'll have Desi, you said?
Izzy. We have somebody there. Yep.
Izzy. We'll have Christy too. Izzy, okay. The requirement is basically that we have a spot that the public could show up if they so wanted. And well, as you know, we've had a lot of these meetings now and the public never shows, which is fine. But this gives them a physical location that they could attend if they so wanted. And so Izzy will join and she'll just turn on the Zoom and let us know if someone's there or not.
Cool.
You didn't get rid of me that easy.
We weren't trying to get rid of you, Christy. Not at all.
That Zoom in was a little ominous.
Recordings. Yeah, she still doesn't
helpful in keeping us, us cats herded.
All right. Hey, thank you for getting those updates back to me. So I'll incorporate everything, finalize it, compile. So Roger, if you'll just look for 2 share file emails, that way you can get them signed and I can get them filed. So,
got it.
Okay.
And just FYI, right, the spammers and phishers are just going out of their way to make everyone's life miserable. So if you never need something from me signed, please send me a heads up email or text or something, because anymore, I don't even, if I haven't got a heads up, I delete the email.
You sound like me. I never do it. I don't click unless I know whoever's sending it.
That's right.
So, okay. Thanks for the heads up. Do you guys have anything from us that you need?
A question. We may reach out to you via email. As Tawny fills this out, she's in a, and I know I'm asking for you, Tawny, but she's in a predicament where she isn't an officer in the company, but she is the wife of the officer in the company and the chairman. And that's something that we would want to disclose in the form. Is there a particular way that you would want to see that?
Tyler, you want to answer?
No particular way, as long as it's disclosed. There's information on there. Tawny, there's a spot on there that talks about your spouse. What's your spouse do? Who's he work for? You could just fill that out, and that way it'd be disclosed that, you're married to Roger and there may be an interest in that. So
you make that sound like an easy answer. What does Roger do? I don't know.
you could just put, owner, officer, et cetera, of the company. And
got it.
So.
Yeah, Roger, what do you do?
I ask myself that every day, Michael.
Karen, Nariman, you need anything from us?
I'm good.
I just have two items on this audit list that I wasn't sure kind of about. And so one is, it's asking for certificates for all board members on annual training for open and public meetings. Is that something that we can obtain, or is that something I can just skip through? Because there is a lot of items on this list that they've provided that I was able to skip through because they're not applicable, but I wasn't sure of this specific one.
Yeah, so we use the meeting minutes from our December board meeting. that gets approved. And in that, it talks about how I walk through the open and public meetings training. And
Okay.
so that's what they need to see are the final minutes from our December board meeting.
Perfect. Okay. And then, yeah, they do have a section for all the minutes, which I was going to upload today, but okay, maybe I'll attach it in here too. Okay.
Yep.
And then the other one, I just need, yeah, I mean, I think I know everyone, but just need like a list, I guess, like a formal list of the management governance and just kind of any other related party. I don't know if you might have that or, you know, it's okay if I just put it together.
Yeah, we can send you something.
Okay.
Christy and I'll see if we have something already. If not, I can just do an email.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be fantastic. Thank you.
So, yep. No problem. All right. If there's nothing else, just a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Roger.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Tawny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Okay. Good to see you as always.